This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS action line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. We're going to be talking about law and order, and we're going to be talking about summer crimes and how the youngsters are being educated in schools to not be a part of certain things. We're going to have with us Roy Fields, the Assistant Chief. Hi, Roy. How are you?
Great, Bart. How are you doing today?
Doing fine. Good to have you with us today.
You too.
You brought a friend with you.
Yes, Jason Louder is one of our instructors that not only teaches DARE in city schools, but also in the last year and a half, or this will be the second year, we're teaching GREAT in school, which is Gang Resistance and Education. He and Tim Jensen both are teaching in 4 city schools now, and it's our hopes that we can continue to try to expand that in other schools as well.
Jason, good to have you here today.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Tell us a little. I think people have heard about DARE. Roy said GREAT, I wasn't familiar with that program. What is that all about?
It's been around for right at 20 years. They're actually about to celebrate their 20th year anniversary. It's a new program here for us in Murfreesboro, but it's been around nationwide. It was actually started back in the 90s through the ATF, and has expanded worldwide. There's approximately, I believe, over 6 million students have graduated from the program as of right now. Here locally, we've graduated 375 students with 6 courses completed so far.
Wow. Now, do DARE and GREAT, the two programs, do they both serve the same age groups?
Pretty close. They really complement each other. Previously, I was a DARE instructor, and I heard about the GREAT program and looked into it and immediately volunteered for it, the opportunity to teach both programs in hopes. As we get the GREAT program to the 4th grade students, and then follow up with the 5th grade with DARE. And they really do complement each other with a lot of the same decision-making skills and understanding outcomes and the importance of their decisions and the impacts that they have on not only themselves but the others that are around them.
Well, we know that's really important, Bart, to get into city schools and make sure that they make good decisions, you know, and they may not get those skills somewhere else. And I think in the DARE, we do some visitation that even starts in kindergarten and teaches 5th grade. But mostly what the GREAT is we teach it in the 4th grade, I believe.
Yes.
And as you say, although there are two totally different programs, they complement each other, as he said, real well, because they teach life skills. And that's important to make sure that people prepare themselves to be able to resist joining gangs or know what that is whenever those situations are presented to them.
So now DARE is drug awareness, alcohol, yes, things of that sort, and GREAT is gangs.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
But both of them teach resistance and life skills of how to do that and function well. Give those skills, and Jason can speak to that a lot more than I on what to actually go into.
When do students get introduced to alcohol, drugs? And then we'll look at gangs also.
The way I see it, it comes a lot faster nowadays, I think, with a huge contributor to technology. Things are much more readily available now at the click of a keystroke on a computer or a cell phone to get any type of information that they want. And with the 4 schools that we're focused on right now, we're picked due to a census tract of high crime ratios for the students that were zoned in those areas. For those were the 4 city schools that we've begun with.
Does summertime bring an increase in crime, or does it bring a decrease?
I think it brings an increase in some areas because undoubtedly kids are out of school, and not that the kids create the crime as much, although that does happen, but it's more availability because more people are out.
Away from their homes.
That's very true.
And people are able to break in, nobody there to stop them, I guess.
Right, and the kids are out during the summertime, and as we talked about resistance and being able to make good decisions, then whenever parents are away at work or wherever in their home by themselves, sometimes those temptations come along, not only for committing some type of crime, but to be more susceptible to those dangers of whether it's drinking or being involved in gangs, to belong, so to speak, or whatever.
So they're out recruiting, the gangs are out recruiting, trying to do things that would interest youngsters to go their way, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think that you'll see signs up, join our gang or whatever, like that, but it's more of a type of thing that the way they present themselves. Hey, you know, we're doing this, we're Mr. Tough Guy, and you know, if you go with us, this will happen, or all that kind of stuff. And those skills that we're teaching in the schools teaches the kids to be able to recognize that and be able to resist those with the ways that you come about of trying to make the comments that people know they're not interested in, that they do know right from wrong.
So that's what the kids are looking for today. And, you know, I'm thinking they're out there giving them candy and tickets to movies. But it's the image of being Mr. Tough Guy.
Yes, being able to belong and stuff like that. And, again, I think Jason can speak to that more because he's, you know, he teaches the classes and stuff more and knows how to address that.
Right. But let's talk a little more about that, because I have a feeling there are a lot of parents and grandparents who are not aware of this. And so if they were more aware, maybe they'd know what to look for.
It definitely, it's an acceptance issue, I believe, with a lot of the students we deal with. They're coming from a single parent family, and they want to belong to something. And they see in the media with music videos, irregardless of music, they see the money and the fame and sometimes the portrayal of what gangs supposedly offer, which is a total lie. But what they see on TV and what they hear glamorized through music and different sorts of media, that's all they really see. They don't understand the full realm of what's actually happening with the gang and what the gangs are actually doing to their communities.
Roy, if we went back enough years, I can recall us having conversations on this show about how we had gang wannabes in this community, but we really hadn't gotten the actual gangs in. Yeah, have we gotten them now?
I think we do, Bart. Unfortunately, you know, as we continue to grow and stuff, at one time I think Murfreesboro was what I would term as a bedroom community for gangs. A lot of activity occurred somewhere else, whether it's crime or violence and stuff like that. And we would get referrals from other police departments saying, hey, do you know so-and-so? He lives at such and such, like that. We're going, well, yeah, we do, and we kind of be watchful for them, but the criminal activity really wasn't occurring here as much. But undoubtedly that has changed over the years where, yes, we definitely have gangs in Murfreesboro.
Is there a way to identify them, or is it safe to identify them? I mean, you hear people saying, well, so-and-so wears a blue scarf, a red scarf, or, you know, whatever descriptions.
Right, and you can, you know, even... We find in gangs there are some things that hold true from one coast to the other, but there are other things that take place in a central neighborhood. You know, they may call ourselves the Rolling Crips or the Rolling 50 or something like that, or whatever, that may take actual possession of a specific neighborhood, but then there are others that have connections across the country as well. And unfortunately, we have some detectives that are just dedicated to identifying gangs and making sure that we keep all that stuff in check to make, you know, to draw all those lines and put them together, if you will.
So the problem has grown significantly here for you to devote people who do that nothing but that.
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, we actually worked with CADCOR, which is Community Anti-Drug Coalition of Rutherford County, and received a grant from Office of Criminal Justice that addresses and not only the education, but also the enforcement aspect as well, too. And that's where Jason became involved, is he and Tim teach the resistance in the schools, and then the other people that we have through that grant as well are out the people that are doing the enforcement and trying to gather information, and they try to complement one another.
So some of the gangs have ties to gangs all across the nation. That's pretty organized.
Yes,
I mean, that's like a corporation.
Right.
Or that's like organized crime is what that
yes,
is.
Yes, sir. And we have had some instances of violent crime here that relate back to that.
Have we made any reduction at all, do you think, or are they ahead right now?
I think that we've made a lot of steps in that, and I don't know of any violence that has occurred. We definitely have had some crimes that have appeared to that in the last several months. But it's something we have to always be watchful of and stay on top of.
Now, if they're an organized group with ties to other parts of the nation, are they given orders to go out and do so many robberies and what have you and funnel most of the money back to their headquarters, wherever that might be? I mean, is it that organized?
Well, I think it is organized. We have people that maybe call the shots or are involved. And again, that may go back to even individual neighborhoods, but even to where they branch out to different areas. I know between us and Nashville, we have quite a bit of interaction with them as well. And I'm not directly involved in that. Undoubtedly, those gang officers that are working in that, I could speak more directly to that. And I know Jason, as he talks to city schools, he has some information on some of those gangs and stuff that he might be able to assist you with as well.
Yeah, definitely. This actually come from our gang detectives, from our gang unit, which is part of one of the prongs with our crime prevention grant. So far, they've identified 30 to 50 Grape Street Crips, 50 to 100 Vice Lords, 50 to 100 Gangster Disciples, 50 Bounty Hunter Bloods, 50 to 75 members of the Lost Souls, 50 to 75 members of the Southside Kings, 40 to 50 members of the Rolling 40s, and 40 to 50 members of the Rolling 60s, which are a major West Coast folk nation gang. They're quite organized. So they're all part of the people or folk nation. And a lot of these are smaller sets, is what we call them, to the actual completely organized gang.
And they're all within the jurisdiction of the Murfreesboro Police Department?
Not all. No. I mean, a lot of them are, you know, from different areas and stuff. But again, if they're visiting Murfreesboro and they've been here, then we need to identify them and make sure that we know who they are and what their steps are taking and stuff. So as far as saying that they're identified members, I can't sit here and tell you that all of them live within the city limits of Murfreesboro, but obviously we have to identify even outside the city limits and make those connections and stuff as well.
Now, as you go to the schools, Jason, and you work with the fifth graders in the DARE program and the fourth graders in the GREAT program, what kind of response are you getting? Are they aware of the situation going on around them? And if so, what are they acting? I mean, are they surprised or are they excited with something like that, like a movie almost?
At first, it was kind of nervousness with them when they first see a police officer walk into their school. In general, when we first started this and they saw us staying there all day, they're trying to figure out what's going on, what are they doing here all the time. They quickly see that we're not there to hurt them. One of the biggest things for me personally with irregardless of whether teaching GREAT or DARE is to get the children to understand that I'm a person just like they am. I'm a part of this community of Murfreesboro just as much as they are, that I have a family and I have kids, and that it takes all of us to make a difference. Not just the police department or any other organization can make a complete change in the community. It takes every one of us. And they quickly understand that I'm not there to arrest them. I'm not there to hurt them or their families. We're just there to teach them, offer them positive life skills, advanced life and social skills is the way Greg calls it, to push them in the right direction to be to look positive, to get away from the negatives, to build up confidence in themselves to make their own decisions and you know, fight those not only personal pressures that they face, whether it's gangs or drugs or just bad choices in general, but to fight the negative peer pressure from those that they're around.
Do parents get involved in these programs? Because it looks like they need to somehow be aware of what's going on too, so they can sort of work with you in informing and training their children properly.
That is something we're also in the works with. We were just last summer, late last summer, we were certified to teach what was called Great Families, which is a little bit smaller scale type of training as to the fourth grade GREAT program. It's about 4 to 5 week program with the parents. If we can formulate a plan enough to get enough parents involved, we can teach them skills, warning signs, and things to see to kind of catch the change of activity of their children. If they think they're involved in a gang, who they can console with, and they let them know that they can talk with us. We can try to help them out not only at the schools but outside of the schools as well.
Is there a program set up for parents who are interested? I mean, can they say, I want to sign up for that?
We are certified. We don't have the program actually set up to start yet.
Okay. Any idea when you might have one?
The sooner the better.
Okay. But sort of with the parents.
We still keep it open at schools, although they may not be a program. We also have parents that may come in from time to time and have questions, not only in the schools but at the police department too, where we try to answer those questions. And there are some things, you know, somebody may say something about, well, you know, this, I noticed this boy, his pants are sagging or whatever. Well, that doesn't make him a member of a gang. Those are different traits that you tie together. You said, like, you know, bandanas of different colors and things like that, and that within itself does not make them a member of a gang, but it does make parents, give them clues to be aware, to make sure that that they're holding their kids accountable.
I would guess sometimes the child dressing that way,
right,
is his trying to get identified, trying to stand out, look special, maybe look like Mr. Tough Guy.
Right, and that's the reason I'm saying that didn't necessarily mean that they're a member of the gang. It's just things that they're trying to do to fit in, to blend in. And again, well, that's where we think this is important to get into schools so that that they know how to make good decisions and how to resist some of those things whenever they come towards them.
Our phone number is 893-1450, and we're at the halfway point. We're going to check on the traffic and weather. When we come back, we'll be in the segment where we open up the phone lines. And if you have any questions about drug programs, gang programs, if you're concerned about that, especially if you have children or grandchildren, give us a call. This morning we have with us the Murfreesboro Police Department Assistant Chief Roy Fields, and also Jason Louder, who's with the police department. He teaches the DARE program, which is for drug and alcohol awareness for fifth graders. He also teaches the GREAT program for fourth graders, which is all about gangs. We'll be right back. Our number again, 893-1450. We're going to check on the traffic and weather.
Tell her I'm in Tampa on the causeway, watching the waves roll in. Tell her I'm in Aspen, in a cabin, finding myself again. Tell her that I'm happy and I moved on, better than I've ever been. Just don't tell her that you saw me drowning in this bottle, trying to make her disappear.
It's I, the G-Man, coming to you via AM and FM. On the Big G, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Ford of Murfreesboro has ponied up the savings on the new Ford Mustang. Get up to $4,000 off MSRP today. The Ford V6 has a whopping 305 horsepower and gets 31 miles per gallon. Need more? Step up to a 540 horsepower Mustang Roush. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro on Broad at Northfield or online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. We are offering free exterior cleaning and time checks on all fine timepieces by our two watch technicians. Come in this month for your free cleaning and time check.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton. We don't have 8 great locations. There's just one Bell Jewelers. And just because we're not one of the big chains doesn't mean you can't get good values at Bell Jewelers.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
Play it again, sports!
Your golf headquarters.
Get new and quality used golf clubs from Nike, TaylorMade, Callaway, pre-owned, and more. Save money on drivers, hybrids, wedges, and iron sets and accessories at Play It Again Sports on Thompson Lane.
Good morning. Couple of accidents in the clearing stages in front of the Kmart on Broad Street, a fender bender, and then Manchester Pike at Elam Farm Road with a fender bender in the clearing stages. Lots of congestion still. I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231. Also, I-24 westbound as you make your way into Midtown. Lots of congestion still around the Bell Road exit. Get a $49 introductory massage at Massage Envy today. Gift cards available for any occasion. Massage Envy, Cool Springs, Bellevue, Brentwood, and Green Hills. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Plenty of sunshine for your Wednesday forecast. Highs will be near 90 with a south wind between 5 and 10. Partly cloudy skies for tonight, 67 for your low. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Currently 73.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And you thought you knew how to stretch a buck? You got to hear this guy, Clark Howard.
Join me Monday through Saturday middays on WGNS, Rutherford County's place to talk.
You know, sometimes parents do feel as if they are in over their heads. And if that's what you're feeling today in raising your child, the world around you has you wondering, what do I do? How can I get them through this maze of all the things that you have to struggle through to get the child safely into adulthood? And we're talking about that today. We're talking about a program in the fourth grade on teaching children how to avoid gangs, in the fifth grade how to avoid the temptation of drugs and alcohol. And these are just some of the issues, and seems like more and more each day there's some new way to tempt children into getting in trouble.
No doubt, Bart. No doubt. It's a constant battle for parents, grandparents, or anybody. We always have to be involved, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Visiting with us this morning, Roy Fields, the Assistant Chief of the Murfreesboro Police Department, and Officer Jason Louder, who teaches DARE and GREAT in our city schools. And let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I just want to let you know that I've been a recipient of Officer Jason's program. And it was before he was graduated to the fourth and fifth grade, but I wanted to tell both people who were there that the program that we had in the second grade, and he was with K through two, was most beneficial to our children because they emulate what they see their older brothers and sisters do. And I'm recently retired, so I'm not sure they do that anymore, but that was wonderful. And I do want to let Officer Fields know that Officer Jason, at my beck and call, would come and help troubled kids at any time, and I felt like I could go and make house calls with him watching over my shoulder if there was a need to in the area that our children came from. And it was most beneficial. He is a great role model. He took his own time to come to our school and eat with children who were in trouble. He's a wonderful, wonderful person, and I just wanted everybody to know that. Thank you. I'll hang up and listen.
But before you hang up, let's talk a little more about you going to the families and talking with them, because that's important. We were talking a moment ago about training the parents to be aware of certain things. Is that what you were doing? Were you out there trying to help them be aware that they had a problem or a growing problem? I think she hung up.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for those comments. We really appreciate that. And again, that's just proof. It's not just the police department. It's the teachers. It's the community. Everybody has to stay involved. And thank you, Jason. We are very proud of him. He's always done a really good job and gone above and beyond. And he's not smiling, but you can see the pride that's beaming. Has always made a difference.
Very definitely.
Thank you.
And it was good to hear from a teacher who has been associated with the program, and she mentioned how you would go out and talk to parents. What kind of response did they have? You said the kids, when they first saw you, they wondered, well, what's he doing here? Did the parents same thing? That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, and we quickly break that mold. They understand very soon. As soon as initially you see a police officer, whether they're behind you in a patrol car or they come knocking at your door, everybody's conception instant is I did something wrong. As soon as I'm able to identify myself and explain to them why I'm there and that we're here to help them, the environment completely changes. And they see I'm not there to arrest them or write them a ticket or to do anything that's going to harm them, whether it's physical or whether if it's monetary, that we're there to help them. And the home visits that we do quite often, and it's actually grown with the GREAT program. We did these before with DARE or just in general on a call from social services with the schools, guidance counselors, principals, or teachers. Whenever they need us, they have our numbers, and we will call wherever they need us to go. But in most, really an increase with the GREAT program, Murfreesboro City Schools has dedicated a social worker specifically to the two schools that I focus on here in Murfreesboro, and we go directly based on referrals from guidance counselors, from activities, things that are happening in school or surrounding the schools that we find out about, and go to their houses and talk with them and talk with their parents and try to figure out what can we do to get them involved in more positive things, sports, activities, to keep them busy enough to where they don't get into trouble. Because that's the key to keeping the children out of trouble, is keep them just busy with positive good things and positive role models around them to urge them to do something that's good for them, that'll help them later on in life, not pull them back.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. Whoops, didn't get that one. 893, let's try this one here. You're on... Well, we're getting some strange things here. Maybe our phones are... You're on WGNS. Good morning. Okay. Well, we may be having some technical problems again. 893-1450 is our number. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Yes, Bart.
Good morning.
I got in late on your program. They may have already talked about it, but I wanted to hear a little about the bullies in the schools. I know when I was going to school, especially in elementary, this was really important. There was always some big guy pushing the little guys away, and I was one of the small guys.
That's
I wish they would
point.
Discuss this some. I'd appreciate it.
We'll do it. Thank you for calling.
And both the DARE and the GREAT program address some of those issues and stuff as well. And, of course, having the officer there in the school, that makes him more available to have kids come up and ask questions and get those answered more directly for specifics as well, too.
We definitely have many different options now. Bullying is a huge issue. It's not only... the physical abuse anymore, the mental. Sometimes, we've all heard the saying that, sticks and stones will break our bones, but words don't hurt me. We kind of find that's a little bit different nowadays. The words do stick with these children sometimes. They'll hear those words repeating in their heads over and over. And a lot of these children we come across have some, they have some mental disabilities and some things going on, so they can't just let things go, and those things will dwell on them. So we've created things like, we have one school calls it the Great Box, another one calls it Ask a Cop Box. So we put on our desk in front of the, specifically at my two schools, my desk, as soon as you walk into the school, my desk is there, clearly identifiable as my desk. And there's a box there where the students can confidentially drop a note into that box, and it comes directly to me only. And they can tell me about a situation that they're dealing with. If it's a bullying situation, they don't feel comfortable initially telling me face-to-face by words. Sometimes it's easier for them to write it down on a piece of paper and drop it in there. A lot of them are more uncomfortable to tell me, you know, privately. They'll pull me aside. But the biggest thing is they don't want to be perceived as a snitch. They think that that increases the bullying. And that can sometimes make it worse, which I can see that. So we have ways of dealing with that, with the bullies, because that is prevalent. It's been forever. That's something that's going to be. We're always going to be battling that. You're always going to have the person that's going to want power and control over another. It's just to stay on top of it and to make sure and keep an eye on them and try to get them involved in other positive things so they can break that mold, because they can change too.
And sadly, we seem to have had some cases of youth committing suicide, which is often related to being bullied.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning to you, Bart, and your guests.
Good morning.
I was going to inquire, being that, you know, our economy went down and a lot of families either lost their jobs or had their homes foreclosed on and they had to move into maybe apartment complexes. Would there be any curfew with that situation with these groups of teenagers that might be, you know, pushed into these situations that, you know, where they used to have a home?
I don't know that we've seen an uptick in that much. It's still, as Officer Louder said, always something that we have to be aware of and stay on top of, but I don't know that we've really seen that big of a increase in that number because of those factors. It's just always there.
Okay.
It's just, you know,
hopefully
we're pulling out of it. That's a bright side to look at for all the sunshine of days. Things got to get better for us, but like I said, many things are, you know, doing a great job to protect our preteens and teenagers, to show them that the right road to go on. And I remember that Butch Vaughn was the one who started that institution of getting your pants pulled up, or I've got some rope here, I'll put it up for you.
Yeah,
and they remember that sometime back.
It's very true. Sometimes we can't control how far people wear their pants down, you know, because it's, you know, you're not exposing parts of the body that would be offensive. But I will say this: you don't go into juvenile court here in Rutherford County that Judge Davenport didn't even at least have a rope or something for you to tie that thing up.
The schools are the same way as well. It's not tolerated.
Johnny Mosby was an excellent officer, and it's too bad that Johnny didn't get a chance to, you know, use all his skills and his fishing that he loved to do. And then, you know, I wish you guys well in that golf on this coming Friday in his honor.
Well, thank you. That's true. We're having that golf tournament Friday for Assistant Chief Johnny Mosby that died and passed away. He offered over 40 years of service here at the police department, not only police department, the community, and we all miss him very much.
And can you still sign up? Is it too late to sign up?
No, you can still sign up. It's Old Fort Golf Course, and it's the 4th early morning start. I forget what the time is. But
I think it's 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's Justin Lemansky. I was trying to find his phone number here to call to say, hey, I want to be a part of that. And you could probably just show up there. But if the shotgun start is at 8 o'clock, you probably need to be there earlier. Here's Justin's number. 566-4686. Is he with the police department?
Yes, he's a sergeant at the police department and has been instrumental. Well, he's done it. He's the guy that puts that together every year.
Very good. And that's at the Old Fort Park golf course this Friday. So circle that one. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. I was just wondering if I believe I heard for Holloway school is going to have a uniform clothes next year. Is that still in the making, or is it going to be so?
That was one of our news stories last week, I think, as a matter of fact, that the principal is working on doing that.
That's a county school. We're not really involved with that, but I've heard that as well.
I think that's what all the schools are doing. They won't be having a lot of all these pants down. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
It definitely does help. Mitchell Nelson does. They do have a uniform attire. Bradley at one time did have uniform attire. They veered away from it for this year specifically, and they're going back to uniforms next year. So it does make a big difference in uniforms, especially for some of the socially, economically disadvantaged children that can't afford some of the more expensive brand name clothing. Sometimes it, in their minds, puts them at a disadvantage. If everybody has to wear a uniform and it has to be, you know, uniformed as a whole for the whole school, they all kind of mesh in well and they can make better friends with each other.
Now, when you say uniforms, we're not talking about a uniform that you purchase from the school and it has a school logo and everything.
No, sir. No, sir. It's basically compiled of khakis, you know, khaki-colored, you know, jeans, or for the females, skirts, you know, past their knees, mm-hmm. And polo shirts, which are easily available at whether you go to Kmart, Walmart, JCPenney, anywhere.
Wherever. Mm-hmm.
And also assistance through the schools to get those uniforms. They're fairly inexpensive.
Now, is this the principal who is deciding? Because some schools are doing it and some aren't.
I believe it's a combined effort between Dr. Gilbert and the principals based on their request or if there's issues. But I do believe it does help in some schools. Some schools it's not an issue. But I know for Mitchell Nelson, with my experiences there, I don't work there specifically. Officer Jensen, that's one of his primary schools, but I've been in and out of there quite a bit, as well as having a child that went to that school and wore a uniform. Of course, you know, the kids aren't a huge fan of it, but it does help.
Very good. And that's good to hear that from a police officer, because you know about crime in certain neighborhoods, and you can see if it makes any difference. And that's what it's all about, making a difference to reduce crime, to make it safer for the youngsters. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450.
Right, we want to take mm-hmm. this opportunity, too, to thank our partners that make it possible for us to be in the city schools. You know, city schools is... Dr. Gilbert and her staff have always been nothing but wonderful to work with.
Yes.
Obviously, the Housing Authority and CADCOR is where CADCOR is where we got the grant in order to be able to start this program, and we've seen such great success from it. We are definitely going to continue that and are trying to branch out as funds and people become available to do that.
Very good. And our thanks to everybody who is working with this. And businesses can become a part of this by, I think, the Business Education Partnership mm-hmm. That the Chamber has. Just everybody can be a part and make the community even better. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment, but right now a question for you. Is your yard and landscape being destroyed by nuisance animals? Well, if so, Bonide has a product to solve that problem. Repels All is an all-natural repellent that works on deer, rabbits, skunks, squirrels, chipmunks, raccoons, and many other nuisance animals. It stays effective for up to 2 months. The all-natural ingredients in Repels All uses smell, taste, and irritation to keep animals away. Unlike other repellents, Repels All has no unpleasant odor. Repels All is natural. It's a very natural formula. Can be applied to trees and all sorts of shrubs, perennials, around edible crops. It also works to prevent animals from chewing on fences and structures. Repels All is so effective that your satisfaction is guaranteed. Repels All. It's available in concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray liquid formulations, and in easy-to-use granules, in a 3-pound shaker and a 6-pound bag for spreader applications. Where do you get Repels All? Easy. Over at the Co-op Farm and Home Center on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church. You can also get it at Martin's Home and Garden, and they're on Broad across from Demas Restaurant. Martin's Home and Garden. Ask for Bonides repels all. Talk with the police chief, the mayor, and other local leaders about issues that concern you. Weekday mornings at 10 after 8 on the Action Line.
WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
WeatherEye.
Plenty of sunshine for your Wednesday forecast. Highs will be near 90 with a south wind between 5 and 10. Partly cloudy skies for tonight, 67 for your low. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaliber. Currently 73.
Over the years, I've encouraged you to save at Bell Furniture. Many of you have called me and said you're right. They do have first quality name brand furniture at about half the price you pay at other stores. They have the comfortable Catnapper recliner. This has both the heat and massage unit. Regular $899, but just $599 at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
When some fear weather strikes, we break in.
Meteorologist,
our meteorologist giving you an exclusive Weather Eye forecast on WGNS Murfreesboro.
All by myself would sure hit me hard now that you're gone. Or maybe unfold some more.
Welcome back. We're talking about drug awareness, alcohol problems. We're talking about making it a safer place for our youngsters to grow up. From the Murfreesboro Police Department, Assistant Chief Roy Fields is with us, as well as Officer Jason Lauder, who's working with the DARE program, the GREAT program. And we're approaching summertime, and kids will be out of school. And I understand there's a program during the summer that's called RAD. What's that all about?
RAD is identified as Resisting Aggression Defensively. It is a national program that is offered to youth, specifically the ages of 7 to 12, that we offer. It's a one-week summer camp, basically. Two are offered at SportsCom. One is also offered at Barfield Park Wilderness Center. Mm-hmm. And this year will be our first year. We'll be conducting one at the Boys and Girls Club as well. And on top of not only just having fun and playing kickball and dodgeball and swimming at SportsCom or nature hiking at Barfield Park, each camp is somewhat a little bit different depending on the location. But we get to have a good time. But on top, teach them defensive skills in case of a possible abduction attempt, to where they can break away from a grown adult trying to abduct them. And then we actually put them to the test as long as they want to at the end of the week, which I've never had. I don't believe we've ever had one that didn't want to do it. We dress up and pad up, and they get to take it out on us. I'm usually the aggressor. I'll pretend to be the bad guy, dressed up in a big red padded suit, and they're dressed and padded and, you know, protected. We set up mock scenarios to where, we try to get them. Try to act like we're going to abduct them and see if they use those defensive skills we've taught throughout that week to break away from us and to get away, and things that they can do as far as yelling at, the right way, not just screaming. People hear scream and laughing all the time, but, using the right words, the right verbals to get people's attention that somebody's taking them away from their loved ones or trying to abduct them to hurt them.
Boy, that could save a life. I mean, that's great information to teach to youngsters. In addition to teaching a youngster how to avoid being abducted by someone, what happens? Do you also teach them how to protect themselves if another older teenager or an older youth comes to them and starts to encourage them to fight them or aggressively approaches them?
Yes, and it's the program is completely defensive. We do not want that. That program is not designed to be offensive, to take the offensive against somebody else, and that actually becomes assault, and they can get themselves into trouble. The things that we teach them are very powerful. They're skills that will hurt people. So we really lay into them that this is very important stuff that will hurt an adult as well as a younger person, and that it's only to be used in the case of an abduction. But we also do talk about awareness, what's going on around you, whether it's at school or at the park or wherever you're at, and be able to identify people that you can go to talk to when you have a problem. If you can't solve it yourself, the best thing you do is be, a man, a big boy, or a big girl, turn around and walk away from somebody that's trying to start a fight with you, than to turn around and try to, make it the situation worse and actually pick a fight with them, because then you're back on the offense, not defense.
And you can come to the police annex and fill that form out for one of those schools, if you're trying to get your kid involved in some of that. Again, the police annex down here on South Church Street, they'll have those forms available where you can complete that.
Does it cost anything to go to the RAD camp?
There is a $25 fee. It's a week-long class, and that helps us cover the cost of whatever location that we're reserving, as well as a T-shirt and some of the other costs that are tied in with it. So it is a week-long camp, though, from 9 a.m. to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday through Friday. So $25 for a week-long camp really isn't too bad.
Is there a scholarship if the parents just don't have $25?
I'm sure there is ways that we can help certain people out depending on their situations. I'm not fully aware of that aspect, but that's something that the annex...
Don't let that stop you from coming by.
No, by all means, no. Yes, please contact us. Let us know if there's a will there. There's a way if we can get you involved, and there's a economic situation and you just can't afford to do it and you really need it. There's people that are out there to help you get involved in it.
And I'm glad you mentioned Judge Davenport a little while ago, because she is a person who really cares about the youngsters, and she's trying to show them the importance of respect. And I know in your professions, both of you run into children who have no respect for others, which is, I guess, the basis of the real problem these days.
It is.
And with these programs, DARE, GREAT, and the RAD program this summer, not only will you teach skills, but I guess you'll teach how to have respect for others.
Definitely. And she also has dedicated, she is, she's also a part of this crime prevention grant as well, with the intervention prong of this grant. We have a prevention, which is grant with the GREAT. We have the enforcement, which is our sergeant, our gang detectives, as well as the intervention through Guidance Center and our juvenile liaison. It helps us out a lot with the home visits, with what is called the CANS assessment, which helps especially with children that are involved are already into the legal systems, that are in our elementary schools, where we can go out with her and do home visits and check on them. It used to be that program was initiated once the child was already in juvenile detention. Now we're trying to use that and implement that before they get incarcerated into juvenile detention and try to avoid that from even happening. And Judge Scott Davenport definitely helps out with that a lot. So.
We have about 30 seconds left. Is there anything that you would like to say in conclusion, either one of you?
We just want to thank you, Bart, and like I say, it's getting information out there. It's letting know what's going on so we can continue to try to do this work. And we're not doing it just ourselves. It's the partnerships that we have with everybody, with the Guidance Center, juveniles, the CAD Corps, city schools. It's just tremendous way this community works together.
Special thank you to Murfreesboro Assistant Chief Roy Fields for joining us this morning, along with Officer Jason Louder, and telling us about programs that are helping protect our youngsters by showing them how to avoid drugs, alcohol, how to avoid being a member of a gang, and then to how to avoid being abducted. That's a special summer camp coming up. Check over at the police annex for information. Thanks again for joining us. Tomorrow we'll be talking lawns and gardens. Stay right here. Much more to come.